Station C.
It is October 7th. Father left for battle once again. We were lucky enough once to have him safely return. I'm so afraid he may not return a second time. I heard him mention to Mother how numerous the rebel forces are. I'm also worried about that stupid boy who is going to be leading Father and others into battle. He's only 12 years old. How can someone just 2 years younger than me be put in charge of leading men into battle?
It is now October 7th, and General Burgoyne began a move toward the rebels. We left two of our defensive positions, including Colonel Brayman's fortifications, just uphill to your right. We brought 8 cannons and well over 1,000 men, and we were accompanied by 180 natives who scouted ahead of us in a large wheat field a distance south of here. We stopped to harvest wheat to help feed our hungry troops. There, we encountered the rebel forces. Heavy fighting started around 3 in the afternoon. My uncle, Major Griffith Williams, did what he could to support General Burgoyne, but was soon overrun. He has since gone missing. General Burgoyne ordered our troops to retreat. Most of us went to defenses at Freeman's Farm, where we held the rebels back. But here, at Colonel Brayman's defenses, our forces could not hold. Brayman was killed, some say by his own men. The rebels captured Brayman's line. Our brave men tried to retake the position, but with night falling, we could not. It is now night. General Burgoyne ordered the very hasty retreat of our forces. We had to abandon our tents and our cooking gear, even as the men were trying to cook their supper. Who would have thought this possible? The rebels seem to have won.